household, animals, born household, or the good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Life.
My flesh is fearful, and my blood is welfare. He who eats me will live by me. It is important we are faithful to keep the seed before us, these declarations so clearly stated and strongly repeated, as also the emotions that they provoke. Effectively, the clarity and firmness of our Lord was such that there was no place for any doubt. One either had to believe or to be. In fact, it was not only our Lord's enemies, but also the believers of God. And even several of the disciples said, "These sayings are too hard. We cannot continue to hear them." Their eyes were not open to the truth. Their hearts were blinded. Without a doubt, this was a punishment for base thoughts or a secret plan. They could only remain with the material and could not rise to the spiritual. They could not see beyond what they themselves could understand instead of believing the words of our Lord, God made flesh. When He spoke to them of the celestial bread that gives life, they could only see dead flesh. The bread that our Lord has chosen as a symbol of His real presence is good enough to confuse them. It is a most common food available to man, being most important for all cultures all over the world. Whether He can multiply His presence over the whole earth, it allows Him to be at the disposition of all men of goodwill in a most narrow union possible, as food to its eater. This choice makes clear to us the thinking of God on the matter. His desire is to be united to us as food assimilated into our heart. The bread that we eat every day unites itself to us. After a time, it is no longer there. It becomes our flesh, our blood. It becomes ourselves. This is the union that Jesus chose. He put Himself in the Holy Eucharist as a food. However, this nourishment is a living food, animated with sentence. Now, what could be His thoughts as food? Obviously, it is the desire to come to the end for which He put Himself in this way. The desire to be taken and eaten. It is good to adore our Lord. It is better to love Him. However, if we do not take Him as food, then we do not accomplish His will. We fail in our duty. He is present and present. He said, "Take me. This is my body." Normally, the Gospels for the days after Easter are taken from the words or deeds of our Lord after His resurrection. However, today's Gospel on the Good Shepherd is taken from much before His passion and death, showing in a way that our Lord, the Good Shepherd, is solicitous for us, His sheep, and that He will never abandon us. Speaking to the Pharisees, our Lord says that the Good Shepherd is good precisely because He shows a zealous solicitude for His sheep, to the point of being willing to lay down His life for them. Conversely, the mercenary only looks for the sanctuary. He does not put Himself into any difficulty for His flock. Moreover, the Good Shepherd knows His sheep, and His sheep know Him. Egos sunt pastor vobis, et cognoscunt meas, et cognoscunt me mei. This mutual knowledge is very different from our friendships with each other. The Latin word cognoscere means to become thoroughly acquainted with, to learn by inquiry. It designates an objective knowledge of a person or thing, either acquired mentally or by the five senses. appear to us, that our knowledge of Him will be deep and profound. What better way is there for our Lord to know us and for us to know Him than to do His will in receiving Him into our hearts, so that He can become our flesh and blood. He can become us, uniting Himself with us intimately in our own bodies and souls. When He is placed on the throne, when He descends by invisible channels that only God knows, and then He reaches the vestibule of the soul, for Him it is a moment of time. The divine food, the living bread, He is at the heart of the one He loves. He unites Himself to it, He transforms it. It is no longer the soul that lives. It is Jesus who lives in. Thus we have that first union of man and God. This is the condition of our union with Him in heaven. On this day, our three children receiving Holy Communion for the first time will have this opportunity to make this union with Jesus in their hearts. This is the first step of their journey to heaven. From this point on, they can maintain and grow in this union by remaining in a state of grace and receiving this great sacrament for them. Our Lord went before us, doing what He asked us to do. He who is goodness in His nature shows us how we too can be made good. He gave up His life for us on the cross. He gives us life in the Holy Eucharist. Let us renew, dear faithful, all of the good thoughts of our first communion. Let us ask God to bring these dear children to understand, today and forever, these great truths. Let us also ask Him for ourselves to enter ever more deeply into these mysteries, so that they may be our happiness in this life and our salvation in the next. Dear faithful, today on Good Shepherd Sunday, we take up a second collection from the seminary of the Institute of Christ Education, which we have. Our seminarians of the Institute come for the prayers so that they can be well disposed to consider to our Lord in their priestly ministry of the Christian God's mercy. They also need your material support as much as you may be able to have. Please pray for your priests as well, so that they can conform to the greatness of their vocation as the servants of Christ, being always humble and docile to the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. Please pray to Our Lady, the Mother of Priests, so that she may bring about, by her intercession, their perfect conformance to Jesus Christ, sovereign and eternal High Priest and Lord Shepherd. Our Lady,